We are in Daf Nun Vav Omed Aleph. Tana Rabbanon, Shisha Dvorim Osa Chizkiya HaMelech. Chizkiya HaMelech did six things. Al Shloisha Hoiduloi, Va Al Shloisha Loi Hoiduloi. Girer Atzma Is Oviv Al Mita Shal Chavolim Va Hoiduloi. Was Megara Atzma Is Oviv Al Mita Shal Chavolim, Sarashi says, Girer Atzmis Oviv Mishum Kapore Als Kapore Bloi Kovroi Bekovet Bedarge Shemite Noe Bimnei Kiddush Hashem Sheyizgana Al Rishoy Viyivosru Horishoyim. The Sam Sofer says Pshatan Rashi, the Vovim are not too clear over here, but the Sam Sofer says, how is one zeichet to a kapore? He says, after Misa, he wasn't becovered, he was mevaze him, so how is he zeichet to a kapore? So the Chassam Sofer says that the kapore is because of the sefer. Rashi says, Mnekidish Hashem sheyizgana al rishoy v'yivosru al rishoyim. That means when the rishoyim saw the bezoyin that was done to him, so they were mahara to do tshuva. So it comes out, al yodoi, there was a zikui harabit, the yivosro rishoy. So that could bring about a kapore. He was mezakes harab. That means, if we would be moichik, I mean, the Lashon of Rashi would be very good if we would say, Giratmas Oviv Mishum Kapore. What was the Kapore? The Loi Kavroi Bekovet Bedargesh Umite Noe, Mipnei, Mimoichik Devob, Nekidish Hashem, Sheyizgana Al Rishay Vyivos Ro Rishayim. That would seem, that some Sefer seem to learn it. That the Kapore was because it was Al Yodai was Niskadishem Shemayim, Al Yodai there was a Zikri Harabim, so Memele, that was his Kapore. There is a similar Rayin, Rabbi Yankov Zechon Levroche says in Emes Liyakov, the Gemara says, Mibnei Bonov, Shal Sisra Lomdu Teire B'Yerushalayim, Mibnei Bonov Shal Sancherev Lomdu Teire B'Rabim, Mibnei Bonov Shal Homa Lomdu Teire B'Vnei Brak. That means you had Rishoyim Geburim that was Zeichet to very Choshev Einiklach. So Bianchev explains that all these people were Goyrim, Sha'al Yodom was Nisrabe Kavoit Shemayim. For example, Mibnei Bonov Shal Homon, Homon brought about through Homon, G'dayla Asoras HaTabas, Homon was the Keli, which Al Yodoi, there was a new Kabbalah Satire, there was a Megillus Esther, there was a Yontev of Purim. This was all Al Yodai. So even though Haman did not have any intentions of doing this, but Al Koponim, since he was the Kli and the Sibbe that brought about this Givaldike Kvoit Shemayim, so Memele, he had to be Zeichet to Schar, and the Schar was that Mibnei Bonov Shalom and Lomdu Teire Bivnei Brak. So there is such an Indian of, he says, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Pasuk is, he's Medayik from the Loshna Rambam, Kol Bnei Yisrael HaMetzuv in Kiddush Hashem, Shnema V'nikdashti B'Soich Bnei Yisrael. That's the Loshna Rambam. So he says, Kol Bnei Yisrael includes Afilu Ketanim. Because here the mechuvin is not the pe'ule nor the pe'ul yoytze. The nikdash, he would say v'kidashtem, that you should be mekadoshem shemayim. So then, teire was nemro dafke legdoilem. But if it's v'nikdashti, so the iker is the mechuvin. So however, there will be al yodin is kadoshem shemayim, so everyone is mitzuvit. And just like by chilul Hashem, it says, Echot Shoigig Vechot Mezid, it's no chilek how it was done, but Al Yodai was Nishalo Shem Shemayim. So he's Nenash with the Einish of Chilo Shem Shemayim, so who had in the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, It's also, it doesn't matter, echad shaygik vechad meizid, haman didn't have any good intentions, abo kaponim was al yodoy niskade shem shamay. So, ene kadish boche mekapech schar kol belye. So that's how the Chassam Sofer seems to learn, that the end result was he got a kapore because al yodoy. There was a kiddush Hashem, shenizgan al rishoy, v'yivosru al rishoy. Kiteis nechasha nechoishes v'hoiduloy. Kiteis nechasha nechoishes, Rashi says, lefisho yotoyim achov. People started worshipping this nechasha nechoishes, so memele it became, even though it was Maisa Yodov of Moshe Rabbeinu, shenes nas al yodoy, but since now it was a sibil, a kilkul, so he destroyed it. Gonav sefer refuos v'hoiduloy. He was going as the sefer refuos v'hoiduloy. The gonav sefer refuos of Rashi k'dechsiv v'hatoiv be'einecho osisi. There's a diak. There's a toiv be'einecho osisi. That means in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shlomo was toiv. In the eyes of the Hamoinam, they were eish lahov against him for being going as the Sefer HaRefuos. This was, we'll see, there was a meredik of Sefer HaRefuos, that mamish, this was a doctor's handbook for everyone, but here the Refuos were, we'll see in the Rambam, it was written from Shlomo HaMelech. So these were Refuos Pedukis. You had any problem, any aches and pains, one just looked into the Sefer Refuos, and Lamaise, he knew the Refuos for the Machle, and finished. So, Svatoiv Be'inecho Sisi, that was Be'ine HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hamoinam was very against him. Why? So why did he do it? Lefish Loihoyo Libam Nichna Al Cholyom, Elo Misrapim Miyad, Acholi did not bring about any achno. Person was sick, so you just go and take this refuah. There was no achno. There was no tefillah. You're sick, you take the refuah. So therefore, he wanted that Acholi should bring achno, Acholi should bring refuah. So therefore, he took away the means of being merapim. So that's why he was going as the Sefer HaRefuos. I think it would be kedai to see the Loshon HaRambam in Pirush HaMishnayis. It's a very yesoidistic Rambam. And this Mishnah. Rambam is on Daf Kuflam et Ches, the Daf Yagamore. It's the last Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis of Perek Revi. Zogt der Rambam azoi. Sefer refuos hoyo sefer shohoyo inyonoi lehis. So the Rambam does not learn like Rashi. Zogt der Rambam azoi. Sefer refuos hoyo sefer shohoyo inyonoi lehis rapes bedvorim shiloi hitiro teire lehis rapes behem. It was a sefer which spoke about Eifanim, how to be misrape, but the Torah was not matter to use these refuas. Kemoi. Advorim shechoshvu balei hatzureis. The inyonim that the balei hatzureis created. Vuhu. Ki yesh anoshim chachomim v'chochmas hakechovim. There were people who were chachomim v'chochmas hakechovim. Ba'al piyam yasu tzure le'itim yiduin. They will make certain tzures. V'yayilu. And the making the tzure at this specific time helped. Or yaziku le'dvorim yiduin. V'zu ha'tzure nikreis b'loshin yovim talsim. It's called a talsim. V'oymer ki atzure shehinasis kezu atchune, in the Sefer said that the tzure that was made in this and this oifen, he toive l'choyli ploini. Uchi yoytze boi min hadvorim hamatim. Similar to this, this is min hadvorim amatim. We'll come back exactly what the Rambam means. Umechaber zeha seifa, the person who wrote the seifa, loy chibroi ela al derech hachochme b'teva metzis. He was mechaber it through the chochme b'teva metzis. Loy al derech sheyasa odom pu'ula mimashe nichtav ba'oisai seifa. V'zeh muta. He did not say that one should do it, but he just wrote that this would be good. So I think the Rambam means as follows. There is a Droshes Haran. The Ran explains, I think this is Pshat in Rambam. The Ran explains in the Droshes, he says, how did it come about that we see there were deires and deires of Oivdei Avodah Zarah? He said they were intelligent people. They weren't stupid people. They were intelligent people and they were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So how did this come about? So the Ran says, Amor Dekei Yesod. Let us give, perhaps Ashtiko gives a different type of emotion, but in Yesod, it's the same Yesod. There are koiches in the Bria which can be enhanced by harnessing them. For example, in Eretz Yisrael, there's solar energy that the sun gives out energy, and what one will get from the sun is dependent on the base kibble. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a dud shemesh. So they have hot water by harnessing solar energy. You have the same sun, but what one will derive from the sun, it depends how he's using it. He can derive much more by making that he should have a greater base kibble to be mekabel koiches from the sun. This is a davar hamuta. So the Ran says, in all the koichovim and all the mazolis, famously we once had a going, Mesechtes Brachos, the Goyin says that in each keichov, Meina mispa, he says, Pshat and Posen, Meina mispa la keichovim lechulam sheimei sikra. There's a mispa la keichovim, and each keichov is a different shem. So the Goyin says, if each one has a different shem, that means that each keichov has a different koyach. There's one koich that's mashpia gvura, another's mashpia ashiris, another's mashpia chochme, and that is oiskalten apia teire. Godel adoineinu v'raf koich. But we say that the Rabbi Nishlom is the baal hakoiches kulam. The koiches that each koich has comes from the Rabbi Nishlom. But the koichovim are mashpia koiches. There are koiches in the koichovim which are mashpia. Now, let's go back to the Ran. So the Ran says, Bizmanim hakoidmin hayu neidoim dvorim. They were aware of inyonim. Asher beheosais hadvorim haheim hayu nimshach te'elasav. They were able to do certain pu'ulis, and from these pu'ulis they were able to acquire tremendous te'elas. Now the Ran explains that before, there are two types of yediyas they had. There is one yediya that they had that the cause and effect was understandable. Like we're speaking about the harness solar energy, you understand if you do this, you have a way how to concentrate the rays of the sun so you can derive more benefit. That is an oifen of deriving benefit from the keichavim and mazolis, but the seichel anushi understands it. There were other eifanim, they were able to derive benefits from the keichavim, but this was an eifan haskuli. That means the cause and effect were not understood, but it was mekubal and it was noida lohem, that if you do this and this and this, you'll get these and these results. And in Yesod, this was muta, because I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm using the koyach was given, the keichavim are mashpia, different koiches and different ashbois, and I'm just making kalim which magnify the, or that I'd be able to derive more benefit from the hashbois akechol. That's what the Ran says. Hayu noidoim dvorim bebizmanim akoidim hayu noidim dvorim asha behei osais hadvorim ahim hayu nimshach toy elis rav. V'loi hayu toyim boze ela al oifen hemshach atoy elis be'eze inyan hayo. But the Hamoin Am started making a toys. That they saw, that they witnessed that from doing these and these things, you can get a Tielis. V'hu omnam hayo nimshach mitzat hamispayel bilvat. The reason why this worked, because this enhanced the mispayel, the one that's mikabel the hashpo. This was an oifen how to enhance the Kabbalah. Just like a Dud Shemesh concentrates the rays, it has nothing to do with the sun, but is concentrating the rays which it is receiving from the sun. So all these schoolers also had this koyach to concentrate and magnify the hashbaz which the Kechavim were giving out. The omnom, heimo you loikhim oisom mitzad rotzin apoyil bahamashpia. But the Hamoin Am had a different way to understand this. Mestame, the sun is zufrieden when we do these and these pulas. So we are being mefayis the sun, we are being oivet the chame, and for this the sun is giving us more. That is how they understood it. V'yoisifu lachtoi lekatev lizboya. So if they saw and if they witnessed, by being mefayis the kechovim and mazoles, they were able to derive tremendous Tayelius, so Memela, so they created a Shita, this is how they explained it, this is how they understood it, and Memela that brought about Avodah Zarah. So I think this is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that these Tzuris in Yesod, one was able to figure out Al Pi Chochmeh. Yesh anoshim chachomim bechochmas akechovim. This came about piyam yasutzur elitim yedum v'yehilu. It would help. And it's toivah l'chayli ploynich. Yetzabim in advorim hamatim. But these things are misleading. That means if you'll make these tzures, it will be misleading. And that's why the Rambam starts off, O yesef ashoy yonelis hapeis lisrapeis bedvorim, then the reason why the Torah was not matter is because they are misleading. The Etzim Zach is not a Dava Ha'osa. But it is something, but the Torah was not matter because this action might be misleading. So, Umechabo Zeha Sefer, the person who wrote this Sefer, L'chibrei ala derech ha'chochmeh b'teva metzias. He just was Mechaber the Sefer, writing down the Etzem Chochmeh. This will bring about this Refu, etc. Le'alder she'yaz ha'odom pu'ulim ima'ashe nichta bo'is le'yaseifer, because the Torah asked to do these pu'ulas, because it's matter. V'zem mutter, and this is take mutter, there's nothing wrong in learning the Sefer. Vaydis bo'ulach yesh dvorim shemona ha'ashem la'asoysam ve'imutorim le'lamdom le'vinam. Kashem Yisbach Amalei Silmaid Lasois. You're not permitted to limud Lasois. Lamadna beKabbal, Avalata Lamad Lahovin Eloiris. So, Memela, there are certain Chochmas which one is permitted to learn, but not to practice. V'chasher Hishchisu Bnei Odom Dalkom, V'hoyu Misrapin Bo'oison Hadvorim. But when people, so Kozman, This sefer was only learned as a chokhmah, but it wasn't used practically. So memela, so this sefer was available. B'chashay shrisu b'nei odom darkem v'yim misrapim b'oysan advorim hisirom v'gonzom. You see, so when Chizkiyahu HaMelech saw that people started to practice these and to apply these chokhmes, so then he was going, is it? That's one pshat. He says, that means this was a sefer which theoretically was permitted to be learned, but not to be practiced, and he was going, is it, when people started practicing. The ulai, maybe that matter is another mahalach. Shahay Yosefa, Vahay Yosham Refue Lissam Hamas. Maybe a different halach the Rambam says. It was a Sefer which said how to be Merapa Sam Hamas. Vahay Yoime, and it said in the Sefer as follows. Sam Hamas Bloini, this Sam Hamas, Merakrin Oisoi Kach. You make it together. If you want to make poison, this is how you make it. Umashkin Oisoi Kach. And you apply it, you want to poison someone, you give this and this dosage. And after a person takes this poison, this is the process how we'll start dying. This will happen and this will happen. And if you want to counteract the poison, you do this and this. So it was a medical handbook about some above us. A poison control handbook. Shia roya a roifen oisai hamikrim. When the roife saw, so when a person came to him and he saw someone with these symptoms, hoya yoideya ki oisai sam, I think it would be better hishku, someone had given him this sam. But you know, sin loy oisai refuis liyeis kineged asam, latsam imovis. And he gave him refuis kineged asam. But when people got a hold of this medical poison control book, there was two parts. The first half was the book how to make samamovis. The second half was how to counteract it. So it got out of hand. People started learning how to make samamovis. So the Rambam has two mahalchim, not at all like Rashi's pshat. How to say pshat? What the Sefer Refuas was? Either the Sefer Refuas was olo people start were nitchelin and they were doing refuas which are asal pitoire, or the Sefer was too dangerous to the public should be able to have access to it because they learned how to make samamobis. Vani hirbeisi lecha dvorai bozehin. So the Rambam says, if you look at all the Mishnayis that the Rambam was meforish, he wasn't marich so much in the Pirish HaMishnayis, here was marich. Lefi sheshamati, because I heard a different pshat in the Mishnah. V'chein pirshu li ha'inyin, others told me as follows, that the Sefer Refuas is ki shloime chiber Sefer Refuas. Shlomo Melech is mechaber haSefer. Kisheyechle shum odom o yikrenu shum choyli min haCholim. Hoyim iskaven lo oisei haSefer. So he got a hold of the Sefer. Hoyim oisei kamei shekosu beSefer. Hoyim isrape. And he got healthy. This is more like Rashi's pshat. V'chashero cheski kibnei odom lo yisoymchim al Hashem yisbor. Hiser oisei begontoi. People are ready. That's Rashi. The Rambam had heard this pshat also. Va'ato zok the Rambam shma hefset ze hamaima u'ma sheyesh boi min hashigyoines. How could one say such a pshat? Ve'ech yechso lechiski yohu min haveles ma she'ein roi liyachais kamoise leru'uei hamoin. Uchamoikein lesiyate shahiduloi. He says, you're saying something about Cheski that he did something which a person, which even a much smaller person than Cheskia would not do. According to this pshat, Rambam is very sharp. Ha'odom kshayirav, a person gets hungry. V'yelech el halechem, v'yoichal mimenu, no start eating bread. B'li safik, sheyavri, me'oysoi, choyli hachozok, choyli harok. He says, God, it's a loshna Rambam. The Rambam is brought down in Hilchus Tvile that Ra'ovoin and Tzmoin is Archoilin. That's why a person is very hungry is Latif before the Dabni. Im Kain. So you had a sick person and there's a Rafua for this sickness. Im Kain, Kfar Noyesh, Lo Yishem Belakov. So we have to go and not tell people about nutrition. Because that's how he's going to get healed from this machla, which is a machla. Lo yishal kof, noim olham, hoi ha-shoytim, kasher noide, hoi ha-shoytim. He says, kasher noide la-shem. He says, but what do you do? Just like we thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, be'eis ha-achila, when one eats, shehim tzili ma-she yazbiya oisi, v'yoseh rafton oisai. I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for taking away my hunger, ve'ech yeves kayim, kein oide lo-shim tzili refuah. So I'll thank the Rabbeinu Shloilam that there's a choyli of Ra'ovain and there's a choyli of the Machlas Rahman and Itzlam. So just like I thank the Rabbeinu Shloilam for making it possible for me to have this refuah, so I thank the Rabbeinu Shloilam for all refuahs. Lo yayisi tzorech lahakshes al zeh ha'inyin ha'geruah lulay sha'oye mefusa. That means that this pshat was mefusam, so therefore the Rambam had to explain that this pshat is not emes. Rav Dessler, but this is Yischeilik and Rashi. Rashi holds psnitazay. Rashi al kolchoch makes differentiates between the chayli of Ra'ovain and the chayli of stamzay machlis. Rav Dessler and Chayilik Gimel. Of Michtav Eliyom Eliyo, page 170, he brings down a Ramban. He brings down this Rambam also. The Ramban says, "Ki b'yoyis Yisrael shleimim behem rabim." When Klal Yisrael was in a darga of shleimis, this Ramban and Parshas Bechukosai, lo yisnaig in yonam b'teva klal. The whole existence of Klal Yisrael is not a b'teva. The Yosir Machlo Mikirbo. The Rabbeinu Shalom took away the Machlas. Achlo Yitztarchu Bereife. They did not need doctors. Bloyli Shoma Bederech Midarche Harefuis Klal. They did not need preventive medicine. Kamoy Shoma Ki Ani Hashem Reifecho. Vechenoy Atzadikim Oisim Bizman Hanevuet. The Tzadikim Gam Ki Yikreim Oven Sheyechlu. If they did an aveira, and because of this they got sick, lo yidreshu beroifim, rak benevim. So they went to Novi to find out what was their chet. Why did they get sick? Kasheho yinyin aso bechizkiyo bachaloisai. They went to Nevi'im. For Omar Akosov, gam bechol yoy loidoras es Hashem ki im beroifim. It was a tviye. He wasn't derish Hashem. He went to doctors. Ve'ilu ha'yedvar ha'roifim nogu behem matam she'yaske ha'roifim. If they went to doctors, what's the time? He went to a doctor. What's always going to doctor? Ein ha'osham rak v'burush lo'idorash Hashem. Avol ha'dorish Hashem benovi lo'yidrash beroifim. A person who went to a novi did not go to a doctor. Umachelik leroifim beveis oisei retzoin Hashem. How does a roife come beveis oisei retzoin Hashem? Agavucha des amoyredike maise that Achsame the Goin also did not hold of going to doctors. And I think they once called the doctor for the brother of the Goin. And the Goyim God visited his brother and he saw the doctor there. The doctor was a frum doctor, but he held, there's a very important Indian to have doctors. So I think the mice is told over, he spoke Peloshin HaKodesh to the Goyim, so he said, V'chi b'chinam bora kodesh borchu kolorafuiz hachadoshes. Then you see all these new medicines. Seems the Meishel wants it. So the Goyim told him, V'chi b'chinam bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashkotzim bo Remosim. Also the Meishel created. Elo b'shvil ha'reilim batmei. That's for the Goyim. Just like the Eibishter to make Shkotzim and Remosim, he made his refuas also. We'll come soon, Pshad. So that's the Loshna Ramban, Umachelek L'Roifim Beveis Oisei Retzoin Hashem. V'hum Amorom, so the Ramban brings down, Shein Darkem Shel B'nei Odom B'Refuiz. That means that's really not the correct thing to do, Elo Shenogu. שאילו לא היו דרכם ברפואס, יחלה האדם כפי שיהיה לו ואינש חטא, וישחפי בוצאים השם. But they were noyig ברפואס, והשם הניחם למקרה הטיבים. They, the המון עם, was noyig לרפואס, נבישת, בטם. And they are not, בדרך שאתם רצה לילך מליחה נויסה. And that's why it says, ורפא ירפא, מכם שניתנו רשוס לרויפה לרפאס. לא אמרו שניתנו רשוס לחילה לסחפס, אלא כיוון שחולה החילה בו לסחפס, כי נוג ברפואס. והוא לא היו מידס השם ושחלקם בחיים, so the רויפה is permitted to be מרפא. And then the Ramban is Messiah. Therefore, הנושים, הניצים שהיקו זה עשה באבן או באגרי, יש על עמק את השלומי רפואה, כי התוירה לא תסמך דינר על הניסים, אבל ברצויס השם דרכי איש אין לו עסק ברפואה. So, the Rambeslas Mavair as follows. He wants to say, the Ramban is speaking about a certain person that has a certain darge, in emunah and bitochen. For these people, we're speaking about bizman hanaviim, ma chelik l'roifim veis oisei ritzoin Hashem, that means these were people which whatever happened to them, they were able to see the Yad Hashem. So memela by them, if they would take refuas when they were sick, that means they see the Yad Hashem and like they're running away from the Yad Hashem. By them, just like he explains, Bizman, they were negoy. No one ever called to go to a doctor. There was Zichra Aseida, a nega was a simen, Noga bo Yad Hashem, Rabbi Shalom had a tviyatim. The whole Indian was Hezger, and he was Mesaira to do tshuva then. That was the whole Indian, and the Koyim gave him Divrei Teichoche. Everything, that was when Yidin were on a Moiradike Madrege. In this Madrege, that is pshat. So then the seder was not to go to a doctor. Machelik l'roifim b'meis oisi retzoin Hashem. And mistama, this was the going also the madrei gosai. But later, if a person is not on this madrege, so he's not in this madrege b'cholin yonov, he does not see the Yad Hashem b'cholin yonov, so by him, the Seder is, that's what Abdes Latayn is, by him the Seder is, to be misnaig api darke harifu'e. That means, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiv to be, but that means the anhoge of the person is lefi madrei gosai. Lefi madrei gosai, so that is, he wants to say there's no machloikis, the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam, which says it's a dover poshet, that there's nothing wrong with refuah, no, but I've thanked the Rabbeinu Shalom for the refuah. That is when a person wasn't on this madrege. The person wasn't on this madrege, so then one is mechuyev, again, the one should take refuah, that is that is his seder. One should not jump to it. If he's not holding to this madrege, is his whole seder chaim is api derech hateva, then when it comes to refuah, staff ha'oichet zayin api derech hateva. Vashteitzach, he has to be mispalel also, but by him there's an anhoge of that he should be misasik berefuah. And the Ramban, he says, is speaking about when Klal Yisrael was on a much hechere madrege. So we have to know, though, the Rambam is speaking about the Deir of Chizkiyo, though. That's the Shaila. The Deir of Chizkiyo, that's a bit of Shvelach, according to Rav Desla, the Deir of Chizkiyo, he had Nevi'im then. This was by the Zman of the Bayis Rishin, L'chayre, they were then more on the Darga of the Rambam. So why should the Rambam does not want to learn this Pshat in the Mishnah? That's a little Shvel. Baal Koponim, we have a Moedika Machloik, is how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, what the Sefer Refuas was. And Rashi seems to learn that there was a Psabazundere Kavonet, that there was no Hachna, there was no Tfile. was only, I mean, Rashi weiß das, it's not, I mean, we see this, up, so you say this, the Kamachleikis over here. The Rambam says that that is Zichel, one has to thank the Rabbeinu Shloim for the refuah. Just like one thanks the Rabbeinu Shloim for food, one has to be, have a Koros HaTov for the refuah. And then there should be a Hidor. But Rashi seems to say there's another Nikud over here. There's an Inyan that a Chayli is a message from the Rabbeinu Shloim, and the Chayli has to bring Hachno. That is one of the Kavonis of the Chayli. That's what seems with Rashi, and that was missing. It's not, I mean, perhaps in Basel Chayli the Teretz of the Rambam's Kasha and Rashi, the Ovoin does not have to bring, I mean, there's two Inyonim. There's one Inyan Taka of Haidah, which is Taka as a Dava Muskim. But there's an Inyan of Achno. When one is hungry, that does not have to bring about Achno. That's the Teva Ha'odom, that if he does need, he's hungry. There's only Haidah. Rashi seems to be Moisef that I Chayli, since the Yesod, and Yesurim B'loi Chet, the Yesod HaChayli is a Oynish, so it is not sufficient with a Refuah and with a Haidah, you need a Hachna also. And that was the Mechuvin of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Bar Shloi She'loi Haiduloi, Kitzeitz Dalsoi Shal Heichel V'Shikram HaMelech Asho, Loi Haiduloi, he wanted to be a Fayis Melech Asho, so he was kitzitz dalsu shel heichel. Sosan megichen ha'olyoin v'loi haiduloi. Zogt Rashi, Sosan megichen kedersiv leman lo yavoyu malchei ashu v'yimotsu mayim lishtoiks. So he went and took away their source of water. V'loi haiduloi shahoyu loi liftoyach v'akadish bolchu sh'oma v'ganoisi ale ir hazois leishiyah. He should have relied on the Rabbeinu Shloim. So the Chasam Sofer asks Akasha, he says, what did he do wrong? He says, Yaakov Avinu also had a haftoche. From this wagon, he sent a mincha, he prepared himself for milchome, so he says, and he was mispalo. So he says, Mustana Chizki was mispalo also, no shail about it. But also, the shiger, dalsois, he sent him the dalsois, sahich kitzit dalsois, shalheichel v'shigrom, Lamelach Asher, that was the Medoyren. The Sosa Mei Gichoin, that was the Mulchome. So what did he do wrong? So the Chasam Sofer says a few terutzim. One terutz he wants to say that, really, Rashi did not bring the whole pasuk. The pasuk says veganoisi alehir hazois loheishia. The pasuk is mesayim lemani uleman David avdi. That Rabbeinu Shloim was machtiach that he'll protect the city lemani lemana kadosh baruch leman David avdi. So he says that is the difference between Yaakov Avinu and Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Yaakov Avinu was yorei shemo nislach lech bechet. That means maybe the rechet, with a chet, so the haftacha becomes bottle. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu had to be mishtabel with a deirin, with Muhammad, etc. He says, here the pasuk says, leman ni uleman David avdi. So the mele, the Rabban Shalom was maftiach leman ni leman David avdi di yishuva ganoisi. Then there's nothing more to worry about. Then the hotach nitzachet says, leman ni leman David avdi. That's one teretz. And another teretz he says, Al pi divrei Rambam, there's a yesodis to Rambam. Rosh Hasharan also says this yesod, amayr de Rambam. Rambam says that it's brought down in Yirmiyah. Really, it's mavur and chumish davarim. That the pasuk says, if you want to know if it's a nevuas emes or not a nevuas emes, so you'll see what's going to occur. If the thing will occur the way the Navi said. If it won't occur, so it's not emes. So the Rambam explains that there's a nevuah l'tov and a nevuah l'ro. A nevuah l'tov, if a Navi says a davar tov is going to occur, this has to occur. A nevuah l'ro, it's not muchach, it will occur. It could change. If they'll do tshuva, yayne yechiyach. Yayne said about boim, Yoim nin bein apeches and gar nicht, they did tshuva, so the gzera became bottle. So the Ran and the Rambam explain this and Hogi as follows. That the Emerson, theoretically there's no difference between a Nebu L'Toiv and a Nebu L'Ro. A Nebu L'Toiv, they were told Toiv, because they deserve the Toiv. If their actions will change, so L'Chayre, they're not deserving anymore of the Toiv. A Nebu L'Ro, they were told that Ro will occur, because they deserve Ro, they'll do Tshuva, so the Ro should become Bottle. Theoretically, there's no difference between Toiv L'Ro. Now, the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that there should be one way that Klal Yisrael could be assured who is a Novi Emes and who is not a Novi Emes. So in order that Klal Yisrael should have this Oifen Havchona, who a Novi Emes is, so the Rabbeinu Shalom said, a Nevu L'Toiv will never change. Afilu, they're not deserving, they'll do a Chet. But in order that Klal Yisrael should know that this is a Novi Emes, a Nevu L'Toiv will never become Bot. A Nevu L'Ro will become Bot. That say the Rot Geblibet. So the Ran and the Rambam say, Amoyre Dikizach. So that is only when I hear a Nevu'ah. Klal Yisrael hears a Nevu'ah from a Novi. So if it's a Nevu L'Toiv, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, that's the proof he's a Novi Emes, Nevu L'Toiv will have to occur. Whatever's going to happen will have to occur. So Memela, Nevu L'Toiv will never become Bottle. But Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu didn't hear it from a Novi, he heard it from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom was Mavtiach him, so he had no Sveikis. So by Yaakov Avinu, there's no difference between Toiv and Ra. So by Adavo, Toiv also can become Bottle if Yigrei Machet. So Yaakov Avinu, there was no Avtoch, and Avtoch ala Tzadikim. But by Chizki HaMelech, he heard this from a Novi. The Novi told him, if the Novi told him, there's nothing we have to worry about. So you don't have to worry, Shema Yigram Acher. So on Chizki, there was a Taina, why were you mishtadl? To the Rebbeinu Shalom, Matsuki Zoktav, V'ganoi Si Alehiya. That's how the Sam Sefer says, Pshat Mal Gemara. Iber nissen benissen v'loi hoiduloi. Zogt Rashi, Iber nissen benissen, la'acher shenichnas nissen, after it became chodesh nissen, nimlach. V'aso odor hasheni. He made it that this should be odor sheni. K'dachsi v'yivoa tzamelach hitzki alasa is pesach v'chodesh hasheni. That means he decided to make a second odor. Ki marbi sa'om rab meshalayu toru adayin mitumei shechzika ben bimei oviv ochas haroshe. So therefore he needed more time to convince and to be metayer klal Yisrael. V'lo yhoidu loy ki da'oma b'sanhedrin b'brochas ha'chodesh hazeh zeh nissen v'ein acher nissen. If it already became nissen, you cannot make another nissen and make this other. Rashi l'chayr is a psalmoyre de kepele. Because the Gemara in Broche says that Chizki Yozichen knew this din, that you cannot make other sheni after it became nissen. The Gemara Lamaisa says that what Chizki had done, it was Yoim Lamed L'Chodesh Adar. Now Yoim Lamed L'Chodesh Adar is Roy Liyos Nissen. If Edom will come, it can become nissen. But the while Edom didn't come, there was a Machlokes Chizki. And the Chachamim, Chizkiel, Lamais, it's not Nissen. So if Lamais, it's not Nissen, so you could still make another Sheni. And the Chachamim, Lahidol Advav, they held, since it's really is Nissen, it could become Nissen, so the Mele, therefore, you're not allowed to make other Sheni. But it's Takib Sepela, how Rashi brings it down, the Gemara Bracha says, you can't say that that's Pshat, because Chizkiel also knew Achoidish hazeh zeh nissen bein achan nissen. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Makivin de kolim kol hayoyim. We hear, the anshe yerichoi wa makivin de kolim. Now what does that mean, makivin de kolim? Heiche of the, what did they do? Amar Rav Yehuda, maisi aso doro, they took a fresh hodos, v'shikro de dafne, and they made a beer out of a berry of an oral tree, a certain type of a tree. They made a beer out of it. And they took fresh flour that was ground from barley, and was not yet 40 days old from its grinding, umarti lehu, and they boiled it up, vishadu lehu ledikle belibe, and they injected it, or they poured it in, into the lave of the dekel. The dekel is a lave. And this was a booster to a dekel. A dekel got such a shot, so it was gewaldig. The chol dekoi ba'arba ames today, in any other dekel that was, in the arba ames of this dekel, when they were markiv, this dekel and this eifen, if he did not do the same process to the other dekel, it would dry up right away. So go unto Santa Pshat of Markivin. Rav Ache, Berei de Rova, Omar, Manchi, Kufre, Dichre, Lindukusa. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Aso Dore, Hodoslach, Veshikro de Daphne, Sheikho, Shal Eit, Shekoyren Lu, Loimolo, Alei, Aboin, Yoimi, Mishenitchono. It's not 40 days from when it was ground. There's a lake, Yeshloi Moyach La Urtak, Meshesh Lake Shekarin Shambuz, La Egois, Bahamashka Hazeh, and this liquid, this concoction, Loyal Ledekal is Kai. Chol Elon the Koi Baba Amis, the Deidle of the Lehochi, Tsoi Misyabish. Rav Ache berei de Rova Oma lav heinu markivin de Masnissen. That's not pshat the markivin de Masnissen. No. Ele manchi kufre dichro lenukvese. What does that mean? Menichen v'teuchven gamzi yois rako bash noso. They stick in soft branches bash noso, which is our year old, sheni toispo b'ilon b'shona sh'ov. And these soft young branches are called kufra dicha. Al shame, why is it called dicha? Al shame shemachnisen oisoi ba'ona fa'ilon. They stick it into a branch of a tree. Shekoitzitz onav godol. You cut, I don't think you cut it off completely, you cut off part of the branch, I think. The soit koi. And you split it, umesin, because Rashi shemachnisin oisei be'onof ha'ilon. You put it into the onof. So weiss doch ois that the onof is still on the tree. Shekoit it onof godol, v'soit koi, and then you split it, umesim es zeh besoichai. So that's why it's called a dicho, that it goes into the nekev, into the stalk, which is left over in the onof. Loshen ache, a second pshat, Kufra dichra onof rach shel dekel zocho, also a soft branch of a dekel zocho, umarkivoi bistak shel dekel nekeve, neshe dekel nekeve ene oise peiris, vaschorim oisem peiris. So they wanted that a dekel nekeve should have peiris. So Memele, so they used to go and be markiv, used to graft a branch of a dekel zocho into a dekel nekeve, and then the Mephoshim say that the peiris are very good. We had before, with the Nisri Kots, we had on Daphnun Gimel Amad Aleph, Tamarim shel dekel zocho ve'enam misbashlim boy oilomis. So we hear on Daphnun Gimel that the tamarim of a dekel zocha never got ripe. Therefore, there was no use of cutting the tree, because they would never get ripe side to side. Al kaponim, so the Chassam Sofer, and that's some others explained, so manushe. A dekel zocha, the peiros never got ripe. A dekel in the cave, it doesn't have any peiros. So how do you have a dekel with peiros? So this was the Eitzah. The Eitzah was that they used to graft branches from a dekel zocho into a nekeva ilon, and that's how they used to get peiros. אגב, אוכה, סתם זה יהיה good idea, if a person, the Mishnah in Sukkah says, how do you preserve a lulav to make sure that it's refresh, it remains fresh, you put it into water. Now, there's a chilek between a lulav that comes from a dekel nekeva and a dekel zachat. It's moiridik. You have to know how you can decant it in the lulav. But a dekel nekeva, you'll put it in water, the branches, the leaves will spread out. It'll look like a beautiful fan. Your beautiful lulav that you put in the water does not remain, does not remain kofus. A dekel zachat will not spread out. That's one of the chilukim between a dekel zochah and a dekel nekeva. The eitzah, how to make sure that it shouldn't spread out, is you put some wax on the bottom of the lulav, the water goes through the bottom where it was cut, that's how the water goes through the lulav. So if you put wax there, so it will not go through. So the leaves will not spread. The Tzlach asks Akasha as follows. He asks, we learned in the Mishnah that it says like this, that they were makivin the kolim kol hayom. The whole day they were makiv kolim. This is yom yud. That this is erev Pesach. Now, in the beginning of the Perek, we learned Taisus bin Zandi Yerushalmi that meloche is also min ha-teira mechatzos hayom. It's also because the day they bring the kolim, it's also the meloche. He says like this, Bishloime, the first pshat of Markivin. So it could be, it's a double ha'ovet. That means the dekel is gonna, if they won't take care of it today, the dekel is going to die. This was a booster shot that they gave the dekel. So it could be, just like it's not worse than Cholamoid, that Mishum double ha'ovet, you're allowed to do a meloche. So Mamela, they did this. But according to the second pshat, that they grafted, a dekel zocher to dekel nekeve. So what was the heter? It says leimichul biyodam. They should have made a ganze tararam. That's the Tzlach's kasha. I saw in the Meiri says as follows: Ubnei Yerichai hayesoidrim sheiker din meloches yudalid mishum kolbeni. They have mishum kolben because you're bringing a kolben. V'chol she'einoi b'Yerushalayim ein b'yisem melochem. So if they're not in Yerushalayim, they're one Yerichai. So b'meiloi ein b'yisem melochem. So dachsach mir, the Miri means as follows. What were they doing in Yerichai? They had been Yerushalayim erev Pesach. So dachsach mir, if they were in Yerichai after Chatzos, that was a derech rechayk already. So for some reason they weren't bringing a korban Pesach. So if they weren't bringing a korban, if they weren't in Yerushalayim, so there's no Issa. That's what the Miri is saying. If you hold the Isser is, the way Ashi says in the Mishnah, of Mokim Shenogu, that he might be told, he won't make the matzis, they won't do the other mitzvahs, some emailers, so then there's a time on Anshe Yericha. But he said, Anshe Yericha held the whole thing as out to Kobe. I think that's what he means, because they weren't in Yerushalayim after Chatzai, so it was a Derech Chayk already. The Mamelis that I were part of a Makob. I think that's what he means. State weiter. V'koichin ha-shema. Heiche ovdi. What did they do? Omar Rav Yehuda, oimrim Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, lo'yhoyu mafsikin. Let us see what Rashi said. So Rashi, lo'yhoyu mafsikin, bein echod levi'ahavto. Let's say the gears of the Bach, the tzorech laharich be'echot. You have to be marich be'echot. Ulahafsik ben kabolus malchus shemayim v'dvorim acherim. Kol echot mekabol olov v'oyme echot hu alakeinu b'posuk rishin u'posuk sheini loshen tzavohu. So the ritus loshen of Rashi would seem that the hefsik is not a hefsik in time. We say from the Bach, Ein marichin, the tzorich laharich. They have to be marich by echot. In echot, we made an achdus Hashem. Let us just be a little bit marich. The Rabbeinu Yoyne in Sharei Avodah explains the first pasuk of Kriya Shema that there are two inyonim there. Indian number one, this Kabbalah's El Malchus Shemaim, and that is by saying Hashem Elokeinu. The second Indian in Shema is Achdus Hashem, that's by saying Hashem Echad. Hashem Shu Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. From Rashi, it could be that's what Rashi means also. Shkol Echad Mekabel Olo, each one is Mekabel El Malchus Shemaim, Vo'ime Echad Hu Elokeinu, and then he's made an Achdus Hashem. But Al Koponim, that is the first pasuk, and you have to be marich be'echad. Uposik shayni, loshin tzavol. That means, after you mekabel el malchu shamayim, and meyid alach dusay shmoy, so me'mele, then you have to, then you say the tzivuyim v'hafta. There it seems they were not marich be'echad, and it went, and one, that's, it went together. Shem echad v'hafta, so shem alekech. That's how Rashi says. Taisvus says, Lehoyim Mafsikim, very interesting Taisvus, not between Echad and Vahafta, Lehoyim Mafsikim Beishma Yisrael Lashem, the Mashme Da'ima Lashem She Yishma Yisrael V'yanim. That's what I said, Shad. Shema Yisrael Hashem. Rabbeinu Shalom listen to Klal Yisrael. That's how they said, that's how Kaponim, what the word sounded like, what they meant, Kate Menishton, but that's what they were doing wrong. Rova Oma Mafsikin Hoyu, Ela Shoya Imrim, Hayoim Al Levavecha. They said, Hayoim Al Levavecha, the Mashma Hayoim Al Levavecha, Veloim Mocher Al Levavecha. Yeah, here they said it together. Oyed Vore Melishnech Mitzavcha Hayoim, and they should have stopped Al Levavecha, and they said, They did not say Bor Shem Kevoit. Anan, my time, omrin alay, kedidorish Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Tom Rav Shimon Lakish. Vayikra Yaakov Rabbonav Yemer Hayosru Vagido Lachem. Bikesh Yaakov Lugalis Rabbonav Keitz Hayomin. Nistalka Mimeno Shchin. Omar Shema Chas Vesholm Yesh Bemitosi Psul Kabrom. Shiyotze Mimeno Yishmoel. Avi Yitzhok Shiyotze Mimeno Eisa. Omru Leibonav Shema Yisrael Hashem Alakeinu Hashem Echad. Omru, kishem she'ein b'libach elo echad, kach ein b'libeinu elo echad. It's a beautiful raying from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that he says there are two reasons. He wanted to be Megala when the Ketz is going to be. And then the Nistama. So, Yaakov Avinu had a suffix. Why was it Nistama? So he says, could be because if they know when the Ketz is, and it's such a long time, they'll have to wait. They'll be bayit. They won't be mekabel the arichas hagolas. That's why it's nistama. Shema yesh psul b'mitosim. If they're psulim, they don't have sablonis, so they won't be able to be saivu doil hagolas. So they told him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the Chassam Sofer says, like we mentioned the tzlach, that everything is rachman. Whatever occurs to a person, everything is Rachman. Hashem Echad, everything is Rachman. So Memele, why didn't the Rabbeinu Shalom say when the Ketz is? He says, there's another Cheshbon. Because Klal Yisrael could be Memayer the Ketz. Why should he say when the Ketz is? It's B'yodom. It's to be memayer the case of the Duchuve, and thus they can be memayer the case. That is why Lamaisa, was Loinis Gala Haket, because there's a case which is totally beyond Klal Yisrael. Al Kotonim, they said Shema Yisrael, so, Umruk, Shem Shem Belibach, Ela Echot, Kach Ein Belibainu, Ela Echot. For Isa, Shah Posach, Yaakov, Avinu, Vamabom, Shem Kabay, Mahusa, Loilambot. Omri Rabon, Heichin Navet, Nomru Hu, should we say Baruch Shem Kevoy, Le Omru Moshe Rabbeinu? Loi Nomru, Omri Yaakov, Iskinu, Shiyoimrim Oisei Bachashoy. Omri Rab Yitzhak, Omri Dvei Rabami, Moshe Lebas Melech, Shiricho Tzike Kedere. Those are bas melach, that was meriach, a spicy type of a food. In toima, if she'll say she wants it, yesh lognai. It's a bazillion, it's not up to royal food. Loi toima, yesh lotzah. She won't say, so it's shal, she is potes misave for this tikik deir. Yishilu avodeh lohovi b'chashoy. So, this is the second reason why we say Bor Shem Kavoy Pachashoy. What is Pshat in this Moshel? It's a Moshel de Kavod from Rav Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim. Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim says as follows. Lefi Ha'emes Einai Shvach Klal. A Bor Shem Kavoy Malchusoy Lo'il Avod is not a Shvach for the Rabbi Mishloy. Dr. Amir de Kemoshal, Haim ye choshev le shvach le melech bosel vedom, you'll tell a shvach and a melech, shehu melech al ribei revoveis nemolim v'yetushim. You'll tell him he's a melech on millions of ants and fleas. Vehema mikabla maleim oil malchusay barotzen. And they listen. They won't rebel. He says, it's not a shvach, it's a bezoim. He says, Kolshkein, v'kal v'choymer ein erech klal, shehu yisbor, asher ein aroich l'kdushosei v'oitzem achdusei haposhet, v'chol ha'ilom is kiloi chashivin kamei, v'adai be'emes einoi shvach klal sh'nishabeach yisborach, shehu boruch ha'mefoyer b'kvoid malchusei al ha'ilom is nidroim. That he's boruch on all the ha'ilom is. Shekulam shveinim, shveilim, v'lechashivin kamei klal. So be'emis in Baruch Shem kevoid malchusoy lo'ilam bo'ed is not a shvach, no, it's a gewaldik ignai. Rak shehu yisbor b'mokim dulosay timtzam v'sanusoy, shegozro retzoyne lekabloy mitono l'shvach. The Baruch Shem said this will be a shvach, even though be'etzem it's not a shvach. So Memelis, he says, that's why we say it, Bachashoy. The Rabbi Yishol wants we should say it, so we say it. But since, according to our Hasoga, this is not a Shvach, so that, therefore we say it, Bachashoy. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yudha Oimim Mavsikin Hoyo Shlehoi Oimim Bor Shem Kavoyd Malchusoy, V'koyuchin Kloy Meshoyim Medavkim Kol HaKriya Kamoy Shehiv Loi Hoyo Mesifin. They did not add this Bor Shem Kavoy. Viz de Garsi, shoyo aimim Bor Shem Kavoy Malchusoy, shoyo aimim oisoy bekol ro. That there's a fakelta girsa that they said it with Bor Shem Kavoy, but they said it with the same tone of voice. Keit hayomin, shayarza yaminoi lefonov, shayeshiv ocher yaminoi bebnei oyev. Shema Yisrael la'aviyem hoyu aimim. So Meirah de Kizach, the Ben Yehine says that that's Pshat also now Shema Yisrael. We're saying this to Yaakov Avinu. Shema Yisrael, just like they said it to Yaakov Avinu, Kaisos is made to Yaakov Avinu also. Neimrei lahai Bor Shem Kavoy Malchusa B'kri Shema Tikik Deire Ashdura. It's a spicy food. Yesh lo tzar, tzar gufa, machmas ha-taybe. So Meirah, so that's why we say it still late. Agav Urche, the Rambam says, he brings down this medrash with Yaakov Avinu. Lefikach nogu kol Yisrael loyim shvach sheshibach by Yisrael hazok nacha aposik. So Vayistos from Rambam that the whole inyan of Bor Shem Kavoyd is as minig. That means krishme is krishme, but Bor Shem Kavoyd is a minig. Nogu kol Yisrael. It seems they didn't say it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Bo is Kiddush Yoimrim Oysoi Bekoil Rom Ibnei Tarumes Aminim. It will be second to say it Bekoil Rom Ibnei Tarumes Aminim. What Tarumes Aminim? So Yoimrim Oleinu Shana Mesifim Dovo Shayna Hogim Bachashoi. They were mumbling something underneath our breath, so they'll say that we're saying something which is not Minaroi. Man the Gorsi Shayoim and Borshen Kaboy Machusel and Bod, before Shayoim and Mesa Bekoyom, Kishara Kriya, Ubeinayim Lehoyaminim. It wasn't a meaning, in fact, they shouldn't say it Bekoyom. Ibn Eldor, the Lekaminim, Atashta Omri Lo Bachashoy. There's no meaning, so they say it Bachashoy.